So in Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Rambam describes, as the title suggests, different aspects of Talmud Torah, both who is obligated, what in Talmud Torah, what the obligations are, what obligation the community has to support Torah, and what is proper conduct of and towards Torah scholars. And the Rambam says within Talmud Torah, within the section of Hilchos Talmud Torah, he's discussing two mitzvos in the Torah. One is a little more Torah, to learn Torah, and one is a chaved melamda v'yoda, to show honor to those who learn Torah and know Torah. There are two mitzvos that within the 613 mitzvos that he's going to address here. So he actually starts out by addressing who is exempt from Talmud Torah. And he says, Nashim v'avadim u'ketanim peturim in Talmud Torah, that women, slaves, and minors are exempt from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Aval koten aviv chayiv lelamdo Torah. But a father is obligated to teach his son under bar mitzvah, is obligated to teach him Torah. And this is based on the pasuk, v'lamadotem bosam espenechem, that you shall teach your son Torah. And the Gemara Kedushin learns that's to specify that this obligation refers to the son and not to daughters. It says, but it says, velo esbenoseichem. It doesn't say teach your daughters, it says teach your sons. So what's the nature? I want to address very briefly the Patur, the exemption of women from Talmud Torah. And we have to see what mitzvah of Talmud Torah are we discussing? What essentially is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, at least that the Rambam is addressing here? So it seems the understanding of many that here the Rambam is addressing the component of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah to learn Torah for the sake of learning Torah. To learn that there is a specific mitzvah to learn Torah, regardless of whether it's directly practical. Now, of course, women have many halachas that they need to know in order to be religious women. There are Hilchos Shabbos, Kashrus, Nida. There's plenty for women to learn. There's plenty that women have to know. But from the context here, the Rambam seems to be addressing the inherent mitzvah of Talmud Torah. For example, if there was something that I have an obligation to learn Torah at least in the morning and at night, at least a minimal amount of Torah, even if there wasn't necessarily something that I have to look up for immediate, you know, I don't need to look up whether, I need to kasher my spoon. It's not something that's immediate, but I have an inherent obligation of Talmud Torah. And from the Gemara, it says that women don't have that inherent obligation of Talmud Torah. They need to know the halachas that apply to them, but they don't have the inherent obligation of Talmud Torah. There is a discussion of, well, what if a woman does study Torah? So the Rambam says later on in the first chapter of Hilchos Talmud Torah that a woman who studies Torah voluntarily gets reward for the study of Torah. And there's some discussion there. Is it that everyone agrees women have to know, familiarize themselves with the laws that apply to them. But if they were able to know that just by, probably through most of history, that was the way it was done, basically through osmosis, they picked up the laws, as they lived in religious homes. Would that be sufficient? Or is there also an obligation to learn Torah, at least to learn those parts that are obligatory upon them? And there seems to be different indications within the different Rishonim and Achronim regarding what exactly the nature of is of the obligation for women to know the halakhas that apply to them. It seems to be that the Beis Yosef holds that women there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah for women to specifically learn those halakhas that apply to her. And proof of that is the Beis Yosef, based on the Rambam, told that if a woman does a mitzvah that she's not obligated in, she does it voluntarily, so she get reward, but she doesn't make a bracha. But the Beis Yosef holds that when it comes to Birchas HaTorah, that women still make Birchas HaTorah. And arguably from that, it's because the women have a mitzvah to learn those halachos that apply to them. The Ramah says that as well. The Ramah says that the woman is chayav to learn the halachos that apply to her, and she gains reward for doing so. We could talk more about how more recently, in the last century, there, as a Jewish community of all different stripes, we've emphasized women's learning. Maybe the curriculum is different, but they're in women's schools, and this was especially the beginning of the 20th century. This was a big effort, and in many ways a big change. But the Chafetz Chaim famously writes that nowadays, even if there's no formal mitzvah of Talmud Torah, women still need to, they're not necessarily getting everything from the home, and they need to be familiar with not only halakhos that apply to them, but also proper hashkafa, proper emuna, things like that. So that's why, now it's very standard across the board for women to learn Torah. That being said, there is a difference in obligation. Men have an inherent absolute obligation to learn Torah. Women have to at least familiarize themselves with the halachos that apply to them. But of course, it also would include things like proper beliefs and even if the experience of learning Torah provides something. So that's why nowadays there's universal acceptance
of formal women's Torah education.